Please turn your Bibles to Daniel chapter 1. Daniel chapter 1. I do want to thank Brother Beal for the opportunity that I have to preach today. I do count that as a privilege, an honor to do so. I also want to thank the Lord for just being able to be here for 4 years without having to sit out any with working during the summer and then working during the school year. And then the Lord providing exceedingly abundant, because there's no way working at McDonald's you can make enough money to go to college and pay the school bill and even just working during the summer to get that much money. But the Lord's faithful, and I do want to thank Him for that. I'm sure many of you have either heard of the names John Sculley or Steve Jobs before. If you haven't heard, John Sculley, he used to be the vice president of Pepsi. He was there for 7 years, and then he became the president of Pepsi for another 6 years up until the year 1983. And while John Sculley was the president of Pepsi at that time, Steve Jobs was looking for a CEO for the company of Apple. And one day, Steve Jobs was in Manhattan that year of 1983, and he looked up John Sculley to try to get him to leave from being the president of Pepsi to come be the CEO of Apple. John Sculley, of course, did not want to leave Pepsi. He was making tons and tons of money there. He was happy with what he did, and he knew basically nothing about electronics or technology at all. But Steve Jobs was very persistent. And the conversation wasn't really going anywhere. Steve Jobs wanted to do it. John Sculley didn't want to do it. But then Steve Jobs posed him a question. And the question went something like this. Do you want to spend the rest of your life selling sugared water? Or do you want a chance to change the world? And in less than a month, John Sculley became the CEO of Apple. And while he was there, I believe he was there for 10 years, Apple sales went from only $800 million to $8 billion while he was there. And Apple got a new CEO basically because of Steve Jobs' persistence and because of one question that changed this man's mind and heart. So today we're going to look at the life of Daniel. And I pose to you this question, which is the title of my message today. Do you want to change the world? So there are three characteristics that I want to look at today from the life of Daniel. We find the first one in Daniel chapter 1. We know the history of many of the famous stories in this book. And we know that the Babylonians had come in and taken the Israelites captive, take them back over to Babylon. They have a new home now. They have to learn a new language. Everything that they once knew has been changed for them. But we see the characteristics from Daniel. We see the first one, Daniel chapter 1, verse 8. Says, but Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. See, the first characteristic of Daniel was that he purposed in his heart. See, the Babylonians could change a whole lot of things about Daniel. They changed his home. They changed his diet. They changed his name. They changed everything about his language, his education. But there is one thing that the Babylonians cannot change about Daniel. And that was Daniel's heart. Amen. Daniel had purpose in his heart to serve the Lord no matter what. He didn't care what the consequences were for his service to the Lord. All he knew is that he was going to serve the Lord. He was going to stand for what was right. Purposing in your heart is a conscious choice. It's not something that comes by accident. You have to choose to make that choice to purpose in your heart to stand for the Lord. Daniel dedicated himself to God and for his plan for him. And we must do the same thing. We must faithfully serve him with all of our being. When I think of Daniel, I think of the verse in 1 Corinthians 15:58 that says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain of the Lord. Even though Daniel was taken from his own country, is basically in slavery in Babylon, having to learn so many new things, he was steadfast. He was unmovable, and that's because he purposed in his heart to be so. Daniel knew that if he purposed to please the Lord, then the Lord would bless him for that and strengthen him. We find in the next verses, from 9 through 14, how that, well, we'll start reading verse 14 at the end of that, and we see that after they proposed that they wouldn't eat the king's meat or drink the wine, we see that they decided to prove him. So that he consented to them in this matter, verse 14, and proved them 10 days. And at the end of the 10 days, their countenance appeared fairer and fatter in flesh than all the children which did eat the portion of the king's meat. Thus Melzar took away the portion of their meat and the wine that they should drink and gave them pulse, We see that the Lord was with Daniel. The Lord was with those who took a stand for him. And we see that he blessed them, even though that they were eating something that would go against what the Babylonians wanted them to do. Daniel put his God to the test. Standing for God was not the popular thing to do in Babylon. It wasn't the easiest thing to do, but it was the right thing to do. And Daniel did that. And we just look at our culture around us right now. It's not the popular thing to do to stand for Christ. I mean, I work at McDonald's. It's not the popular thing to do to stand for Christ. It's not easy to do that either, but it's the right thing to do. And that's what we must do and serve the Lord. But many times, instead of purposing in our hearts, we tend to compromise instead. We compromise in so many ways, our speech, our dress, our lifestyle, our music. So many things that we just decide to add just a little bit of the world in. But a little leaveneth the whole lump. So many times we compromise instead of purpose. Many times we decide to not mature. We decide to just be stagnant in our Christian life. Hear it all the times that people get saved. Then they just don't want to offend anybody. They don't want to really work too hard at their Christian life. So they decide to coast through it and they'll be all right. Okay, they're going to heaven now. I mean, why should I have to really serve the Lord? That's just too hard. And we see that along the way, throughout their whole lives, they're compromising because they have not purpose in their heart to stand for God. So are you willing to purpose in your heart today to serve the Lord? You must make that conscious choice to serve God. Now let's go over to Daniel chapter 6, and this is where we'll find the other two characteristics of Daniel. See, first of all, that he purposed in his heart. Second of all, we'll see in chapter 6, in verse number 10, it says, "Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed," and once again, we know this story also where the king had made a law that nobody could worship anybody else, nobody could pray to anybody else except for him. I mean, he was basically coerced into doing that law, but nonetheless, it was the law of that land. And Daniel knew this law, but we see that he knew that the writing was signed. He went into his house, and his windows being open in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees three times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. Then these men assembled and found Daniel praying and making supplication before his God. Not only did Daniel have the characteristic of purposing in his heart, but he also had the characteristic of kneeling on his knees. Daniel was not afraid to pray to his God. He had the right direction in his prayers. It was to God. And what better person to pray to than God? Do you look at all the other religions out there and that they're just praying to dead men? But Daniel knew that he had a living Savior and that he was able to pray to that God. Do you ever catch yourself, and I'm sure you do because I do all the time, we'll have a tough time, we'll have a tough situation in our life. We have a very big decision to make, and with our own human reason, we go about trying to figure it out. We go about trying to get it all settled, and then we make a huge mess of things. And then all of a sudden, the kind of light bulb goes off in our heads like, I didn't even talk to the Lord about this. I didn't even pray and ask the Lord's guidance. Too many times we make God the last resort instead of the first. But God is our Heavenly Father. He wants to help us, and He will help us if we call on Him. Too many times we think we can handle our trials all by ourselves. We're just proud. But we cannot do anything without God. Jeremiah 33, verse 3 says, "Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things, which thou knowest not." If we call upon the Lord, He will answer us. It says here that He'll show us great and mighty things. We can't even think about the answers to the prayer that the Lord will give us. But so many times, we forfeit those rights because we never come to the Lord in prayer to begin with. We must realize that our focus should always be on God because He is the only one that can help us. So are you on your knees before God on a regular basis? Or are you trying to solve your problems on your own? Daniel had the right direction, but he also had determination. Daniel knew about this law. It wasn't something that he was ignorant of. It didn't just pass and he just didn't know, went through the legislature and all of a sudden, oh, I didn't know about that. I mean, he knew that this had happened. And it wasn't just that he was doing this in defiance of the king, that this is a one-time thing. That the king said, this is all. He said, okay, fine. Well, I definitely don't agree with you. So because I don't agree with you, I'm going to do this. No, this is something that Daniel had done all the time. He knew that by man's law, he was not to pray to the Lord, but he chose to obey God rather than man. He was determined to do what was right and please God, no matter what the consequences was. He was determined to have that personal, intimate relationship with the Lord. Are you determined to have that relationship? There are many things that you have to set aside to be able to have that type of relationship. We think of the sin which does so easily beset us, the weight, the things that hinder us, and you know what those are in your lives. It's different for each and every one of us. We all have those sins that seem to always pop up in our lives that we consistently have to go to the Lord about to try to get them out of our lives so we can have that personal walk with the Lord. But do you crave that relationship with God? Many times, whether in talk to teenagers or on visitation, you'll hear people say, "Oh, I just don't have time for that. I mean, I don't have time to read my Bible every day. I don't have time to pray. I don't have time to be in church every single time the doors are open." But you can't afford to not have a personal walk with God. It's the most important thing. It's the most important thing is living for God. And that's what Daniel realized in his heart and in his life. And he determined to kneel on his knees before God and to make time for a close relationship. So what do you have right now in your life that is taking away your time from serving the Lord? Even here at Bible College, busyness can get in the way of our personal walk with the Lord. Even working, you have to schedule your time to be able to spend quality time with the Lord. So we see Daniel's direction to his prayers, his determination, but also his devotion. We see Daniel pray three times a day, and I don't think this is the only three times in the day that Daniel prayed, but these were three specific times that he had set apart in his life that he was going to pray to his God. And it wasn't something that he just happened to do that day. As the verse said, he did it a fourth time. This was something that was constant. It was a habit in his life that he was constantly going before the Lord in prayer. It was a constant desire of his heart to be in communion with God. Many times, I find this true in my life, that we'll make good decisions. We'll hear good preaching. We'll make good decisions, and we try to get the sin out of our lives. We try to implement the Bible principles in our lives, and we start off really well. We aim well, but then it seems like we mess up. We kind of fall off, and eventually we're back in the same rut that we were in before. And before we know it, we haven't even remembered the commitment that we made to Christ. So how many commitments do you not have in your life now that you used to? We need to devote ourselves to God and keep that commitment to Him. So will you devote to Him today? Will you choose to lay aside that sin, those weights that beset you? I believe that the reason Daniel could purpose in his heart was because he was kneeling on his knees before God, asking Him for guidance and for strength. And if you want to live a purposeful life, if you want to be able to change this world, you must be on your knees before God. So we've seen, first of all, that Daniel purposed in his heart. Second of all, he knelt on his knees. And we see the third characteristic of Daniel in verse number 23. This is after Daniel has been cast into the lion's den. The king couldn't sleep that night. He comes and he comes to see Daniel in verse number 20. It says, "And when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel. And the king spake and said to Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God whom thou servest continually able to deliver thee from the lions? Then said Daniel unto the king, O king, live forever. My God hath sent his angel, and hath shut the lions' mouths, that they have not hurt me. For as much as before him innocency was found in me, and also before thee, O king, have I done no hurt. Then was the king exceedingly glad for him, and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no manner of hurt was found upon him, because he believed in his God." See, this third characteristic of Daniel is that he believed in his God. Daniel believed in his God for everything. He believed in God's presence when he was taken from his old country and brought to a new land, and that basically everything in his life was turned upside down. He believed in God's strength when he had made that purpose in his heart and when he was being thrown into the lion's den. He believed in God to answer his prayers and earlier passages when he had to interpret the king's dreams. He believed God in every aspect of his life, not just for salvation, but his whole Christian life. Daniel didn't go to Babylon willingly, but once he was there, he made the best of it, and he let his testimony shine. He stood for the Lord, and he stood for what was right. Why would he do that? Why would he choose to stand for the Lord? It's because he believed in his God. He believed that God had a purpose for putting him there, and that God would bless him for serving him and for standing for him in an ungodly society. So do you believe in God? I'm sure most, if not all of us here today are saved. But it doesn't just stop there after salvation. Throughout our whole lives, we must be believing in God, that he does have a purpose. I know most of us here are studying to be in training for the ministry. That's a purpose that we have. And God does have a plan for us. But you might not be in ministry right away, or the ministry that you think you're going to be in right away. God might have to take you someplace else first before you finally get to where you think you're going right away. You have to believe in God then. You have to believe in God throughout your whole life. Many times we try to trust in our own strength. We try to trust in our own abilities or capabilities, but we have nothing. Our sufficiency is of God. Our trust and dependence must be on God. So do you believe God today? Not just in salvation. Do you believe God for every area of your life? Because Daniel believed in his God, he was able to fall on his knees before God and then purpose in his heart to serve God. So what about you today? Will you be like Daniel and believe in your God, which will lead you to kneel before God and will also lead you to purpose in your heart to serve God and to serve Him alone? Are you content to be a sugar water Christian, or do you want to change the world?